ਦੇਹੀ ਲਕਸ਼ਮੀ ਜਥਾ ਦੇਹੇ ਤੋਂ ਮਾਨੁ ਜੋਗ ਲੰਘਿਆ ਤਥਾ ਦੇਹਾਂਤਰਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੀ ਵੀਰਸਵਤਨਵੀਂ As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. This is the basic principle of spiritual understanding. Everyone is talking of spiritual knowledge, but very few of them may have what is actually the basic principle of spiritual knowledge. Here, in this part of our Gita, I think they understand English of you.
Yes, Sri Prabhupada.
The basic principle of spiritual understanding. Basic principle of the spiritual understanding is to know the spirit soul, first of all. What is that spirit soul? The spirit soul is within this body. Dehina asmin dehi, asmin this, asmin means this. Dehi means body. Asmin dehi, in this body, there is spirit soul, which is called dehi. Dehi means one who possesses this body. It's like your core, your heart. You possess this core and heart. Not that you are the core and this heart. Try to understand clearly. This is my heart. I'm not this. I'm different. I'm within this heart. Similarly, this body, this is gross, coat. That's like you, when you put on your dress, you have on underwear, shirt, and then over that shirt, there is coat. This is very easy to understand. There is no difficulty. Similarly, the spirit soul is within this hope and heart. What is this hope? This gross body. There are 8 material elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. These are 8 material elements. And out of this 8 gross elements we can see or perceive with your material senses. I can touch this heart. I can taste the water. I can smell the air. I can see the sky in this way. These are gross. And still, there are finer elements, just like mind. Every one of us knows that there is a mind, but we cannot see. What is that mind? Everyone knows that there is intelligence, but nobody can see what is that intelligence. Similarly, everyone has his individuality. I am this. I am very large. I am very beautiful. I am white, I am black. I am Indian, I am American. This is called ego. So this egotism is there, but you cannot see. That very fine thing. There is existence. But our this present material life, material senses, can have experience of the growth of type of materials, not of the subtler or finer types of materials. So there are three finer types of materials and five gross or there are eight. Bhumi Rahmanaru Bhayu Kamaru Tiris. Vinnami Pratiti Ashtata. These are the external energy of the Supreme Personality of God. Everything that we experience, they are different energies of the Lord. That's right, we can feel there is fire when we feel heat or light. We don't see the fire directly, but when we feel warm, we consider that must be fire. Or if there is heat and if there is light, that is fire. Similarly, we can experience the presence of the Lord by his different energies. Parasa brahmana shakti. Jathaiva abhilam jala. This whole material manifestation. Because we can see only material things, gross things. But we cannot see, but we can perceive the finer material. So, the finer materials, mind, intelligence, and egotism, and the still finer is the soul. Try to understand. There is soul, but because we have got no reason to see, we think the so-called scientists, philosophers, they are under confusion that there is no soul. This is only one person. This is the disease of this present material world. They have no knowledge practically. What is the basic principle of this life? And it seems they are starting on as scientists, philosophers, religionists, yogis, Tamils, but they have no knowledge. Clear conception of the soul, they have no knowledge. So, that clear conception of soul is a fact from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. He is speaking to Arjuna, and that is recorded by that day and which is presented before us as the Bhagavad Gita. So we are presenting the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita as without any man interpretation. Because we cannot interpret Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is spoken by God. So, what he has spoken, there cannot be any mistake, there cannot be any illusion, there cannot be any cheating, and there cannot be any imperfectness of the senses. However, those who are called conditioned souls, just like we have got our eyes, but the eyes, we are very much proud of our eyes. We say, can you show me God? But the thing is, whether you can see God, whether your heart is requisite eyes to see God. In fact, in your presence, there are so many planets. Leaving aside all other planets, the sun and the moon. Every one of us can see in day and night, but still they haven't got sufficient knowledge about the sun and the moon. Why? Because their senses are imperfect. But still they're trying to explain about the sun and moon. That is cheating. They have no sufficient knowledge about the sun or the moon. Still they are trying to speak about sun and moon. If they have no sufficient knowledge on the subject matter, and if you want to enlighten others with your speaking, then cheating. Because you have no sufficient knowledge when you are speaking to others. That's cheating. He's posing that I know, but he does not know. This is cheating. Imperfect words of they are declaring that we are studying the planetary system by what is called telescope. But who has manufactured this telescope? He has manufactured. Or your brother has manufactured. But he has not imparted senses. How the telescope will be perfect? So this is going on. They are simply cheating from it. They have no particular knowledge. They still, they are trying to speak of some subject of which they have no particular knowledge. Besides that, the scientist, one scientist proposes, theorizes something today, another scientist makes this proposition, this story, and he speaks something else. That is also due to the imperfect offenses. So that is called mistake. Or illusion. Mistake means calculation. Mathematical calculation. 2 plus 2 equals 4. But sometimes a mistake is like 4, 3 or 5. That is called mistake. An illusion. To accept something for something. This is you are accepting. When somebody inquires, who are you? You just give identification of your body. I'm such and such, I'm American, I'm born of such and Maya, by a visit. But this body is not your flesh. You are spiritual. Therefore it's called illusion. And because we are standing on the platform of illusion, there is mistake, there is cheating, and the senses are imparted. This is the position. Therefore, the so-called modern scientific world at hand, they do not know what is the actual living force within this body, which is moving this body. So long the soul and the living force is within this body, it is moving. As soon as the spirit soul is out of the body, it is evolved, it is dead. So, we have got medical science for this body. We have got pathology for the mind and things like that. But where is the science of the soul which is moving the body and the mind? Where is that science? Is there any such science? You are all students, I think. To understand what is the basic principle of moving this body and the mind? Is there any department of knowledge in the universities all over the world to understand this science? Is there any? Then where is your knowledge? Somebody is accepting, the mind has dissolved, and somebody is accepting this gross body has dissolved. They do not know that both the body and the mind, both of them are material. And the force of the entity which is moving this body and mind, that is spirit. So they are not knowing. So that knowledge is being imparted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devi has been the Devi. 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 So, the proprietor of the body. They say, you are the proprietor of your body. When I touch your finger, if I ask, this is a small guy. What is this? He immediately says, my finger. He'll never say, I finger. My finger. The struggle is there. But, any part of your body is touched. If I ask what is this, he'll say, this is my hand, this is my leg, this is my nose, this is my... Everywhere you say, my. But nobody knows what is that art. Nobody knows. But the eye is here. Otherwise, how you say my? When the eye is not there, you cannot say my. When you are sitting here, so long you are there, you say, oh, this is my class, this is my home, this is my home, this is my friend, this is my wife, this is my husband. But when a man is there, ask him, no reply, I am mine. So, this human life, especially very important to tell me, what is that? So the body needs also to supply, just like animals, this fight, with some piece of flesh, two dogs fighting. The one dog is carrying it, it's money flesh, another dog is carrying money flesh. But they cannot understand what is that? They are claiming mind, but they have no understanding of I. Therefore, if a human being simply claims mind, my country, my society, my life, my husband, my body, my dress, my furniture, my home, where is I? There is no wrong thing. There is no wrong. In the school, college, university, there is no that knowledge. What is that I? Simply mind. So this is not that woman is meant for education, educate people. What is that I? Everyone is in God. It thinks. Usually thinking mind, but he has no identification, what is that I? So Krishna is giving instructions in the Bhagavad Gita that I, meaning the body, is there. And the I of the spirit soul, that is changing. The body. Being the thing that can't be here. How can he? Just like a baby. The baby grows to become a child. A child grows to become a youth. Boy. A boy grows to become youth. A youth grows to become old. So, this change is not of that I. It is the change of the outward body which is known as heart and soul. Besides, you have soul. You have heart also, but when the soul is not useful, you cannot use anymore. You throw out the soul to keep your heart. Then again you find out another soul. Similarly, the living entity, the living force within this soul, body and mind, there is the soul. The soul is changing one soul to another. Similarly, dehantram, tathā dehantram brahmi. Dehantram means accepting another body. The soul is changing greatness. Sometimes the human form of body, sometimes the cat form of body, dog form of body, tree form of body, fish form of body, demigod form of body in this way. The same soul. Prathāpya āntaram prāthi dhīrasvatam nīyati. So try to understand it. This is the basic principle of spiritual knowledge. If you understand yourself, then you understand God very easily. Because we are part and parcel of God. So if I understand myself, suppose if I am God, but I am God part and parcel of the Supreme God, because if I understand myself, then I can understand the Supreme. The small particle of gold, besides goldsmith, those who are dealing with gold, to take a lump of gold for evaluating the price, they will simply rub the same gold on a stone, which is called, what is that? Tasting stone, and by seeing the color and by tasting it with acid, they immediately value this big lump of gold. What is that? Similarly, we are a small fragmental portion of God. God is supposed a lump of gold. And we are a little particle of gold. So although we are a little particle, by quality, we are both. God is God, we are God. So if you can understand your position, then you can understand God also. Just like from a bag of rice, you take a few grains and seeds, then you can understand what is the quality of rice in the bag, and you can handle the price. If you try to understand yourself, then you can understand what is God. Or, other way, if you understand God, then you understand everything. One way is ascending process, one process is descending process. Despite from the roof, there is some sound. Now we are here, we are not in the roof. We make conjecture or theorize what is that kind of sound. Somebody says some cat must be there. Somebody says that some man must be there. In this way we can go on speculate. This is also one process. This is called ascending process. And descending process means, if there is one person on the roof, he says, this sound is due to this. Then that one process on it. So, who gets knowledge from the higher of the things, that is what they know, and that is easier. So, if you study yourself, what I am, am I this body, am I this head, am I this this finger and this hair. Go on studying, one day it will return to the point of understanding, but it will take many, many years. But if you take from your ability, just as Krishna says, that the living force within the body, that living force is changing from one type of body to another. Just in our life experience, every one of us knows that I was a child, I was a boy, they say I am an old man. I remember when I was playing on the lap of my little sister, I remember still, I might have been at that time 6 months old, but I still remember my little sister, she was 9 years older than me, and I was playing on her lap and she was sleeping